I didn't think you'd get out of that house.
I'm putting this on record. Yossi Benjamin, the candidate to the shared. He's come to the jail, but he's never been satisfied. And that's not Kiddush. That's also probably Kiddush. Okay. Last
one. Rob, I don't know why the sound is very unclear. It's like.
Sound is unclear. This. Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Great. So, Thursday we learned from Machlokes, Rosh, and we'll call it Rashi. What's the din if somebody, if an animal did an unusual act in order to eat food, but actual eating wasn't an unusual act? Example one, they killed a sheep, and a dog killing a big sheep is unusual, but actual eating of sheep's meat is not unusual. According to Rashi, we could look at this one big act, and the whole thing was Mishuna, and Yonichai Chatzinezek. According to the Rosh, the scenery of the, what you did to kill the animal, that's Chatzinezek, but the actual eating of the animal, that is Nezek Shon. That was the Machlokes we had. So I gave it a little bit of homework, and I said, what's it then if there was bread in a basket? And in order to get to the bread, you had to chew the basket. Not that while eating the bread, he chewed the basket. But rather, in order to get to the bread, he chewed the basket. How much would you pay for the basket? How much would you pay for the bread? And Reuven said, it should be Machlokes, Rosh, and Rashi. So now let's see if we're right. Let's look at Rashi. And let's look at the Rosh very quickly, and then we're moving on. Rashi says, in this Gemara, the Gemara said, you know what? No, no, Gemara, it's going like Gemara, you test them at base, while becoming a test them at base. The Gemara said, you know what? The Gemara gave a case where you pay Nezek Shalim for the bread and the basket. You pay Nezek Shalim for the bread and the basket. What's the case? It says the Gemara, the Ochel Na'amo, this is five lines up from the end of the Omid. The beginning of the line is Nezek Shalim. Ahu chama the ochel namo, eat bread, or palse le salo. And by eating the bread, it palse le salo. It chewed the basket or cracked the basket. So the Gemara said, why do you pay? So what was it then? Sorry. Chabi Rebuda le shalim nezek shalim and namo. Rebuda said that on the bread you have to pay nezek shalim. And on the basket, you pay a chatzi nezek. Since it's normal to eat bread, it's also normal to chew the basket. Says Rashi, second last line, uche leflusi salo, kishu lois hapas, when it chews the bread, it chews the sal with it. So therefore, you should pay Nezek Shalim on the baskets as well. The Gemara said, you know what happened to Ochal? First it ate the bread, the Hodar polis, and afterwards it chewed the basket. So you wonder why you pay Nezek Shalim on the bread and Chatzi Nezek on the basket? Was first they ate the bread, and then only after that it chewed the basket. That's the case. We have Nezek Shalim on the bread and Chatzi Nezek on the basket. Now in the Rosh we read last time, I just want to read that one line. In the Rosh that we had, it was Simon Gimel, a very big Simon Gimel. I'll put it on the screen for those that don't have. How about that? Rosh, don't forget it. Jacob, you have the Rosh on yours? Yeah, Rosh. Yeah. So the Rosh, when he speaks out the halachas here, maskinon, you see the words maskinon? Maskinon. Maskinon, the behemoth, towards the end of the sin. Maskinon by the two dots. When the Rosh, you sure. Maskinon de behemo sha'okla dvarim. Very base simon gil. Sure, you got it?
The Mishnah?
Maskinon de Rosh. Maskin simon gil. Very base simon gil. Towards the end it says maskinon. Maskinon. It says the Oshir Maskon of the Suya. Maskinon. The Behema Sha'otla, Dvorim Shindar Kalechol Ela Levitka. If an animal eats things it doesn't normally eat, being Parosh of the Soyim, Kamarish of the Kershinim, Kedev Shelocha Kershemen, Kazish Shelocha Chatiches Boso, Shunah Shelocha Tmorim. A whole bunch of examples of things which are not normal for the animal to eat. Why? Because it would eat it when it's hungry. Now here's some line I wanted to focus on. Lechem shehoya munach b'sar. Lechem that was in a basket. V'shavra behema. And the behema broke it. Lechoy lechem in order to eat the bread. Meshalem nezek sholem. Af al asal, it pays nezek sholem even on the basket. Shkin darko the shabeh asal kidei lechol lechem. Because it's normal for it to break the basket in order to eat the bread. Abo im ochot chil halechem. Vachakach shiva asal. Mishalim ala sal chatinet. If it first ate the bread and then it broke the basket, you pay on the sal chatinetek. It's not normal for it. Kivan sikva ochlo alechem. So the Rosh told us if you have the food in the basket, surrounded by the basket, he learned it's like the Mishat from the Gemara. The Gemara, the way we understood the Gemara was that if while eating the bread, it chews the basket, then you would pay nezek shalim on the basket as well. That's all parts of eating. Rosh didn't learn like that. He learned a different shot. We're talking about bread that's encased by a basket. And it says you pay nezek shalim on the basket. Why? Since it's normal in order to get to the bread, it's normal for it to chew the basket, you pay nezek shalim even on the basket. Come to the way Rashi learned, the shayla of the Gemara was that it chewed the bread, and while chewing the bread, it ate the basket. So that's normal to do that to the basket. That's why you pay in the shayla. Last one from Rashi, if the bread was encased in the basket, it wouldn't be like that. Last one from Rashi, if the bread was encased in the basket, it wouldn't be normal for it to chew the basket in order to get to the bread. That's not how we explained it in Russia. It was while eating the bread it chewed the basket. Mashmah, if it was encased in the basket, and the only way to get to the bread was by chewing the basket, maybe that's not a normal thing. It's not a normal thing to do. And if it wouldn't be a normal thing to do, how much would you pay for the basket and how much would you pay for the bread?
Chatzin is it for the basket. Nezek shalom for the bread.
Chatzinet for the basket, and we're going to Rashi. Rashi holds if the only way you get to the bread is through an unusual act, how much would you pay on the bread?
Awesome.
And Shittas Rashi, that's what the Rosh was argued on Thursday. And the Machlokes Rashi Rosh, what's the din if the way you got to your meat is by killing the sheep? According to Rashi, such a thing would be Chatzin Ezek, not only on the killing, but even on the eating. So if you have a bread encased in a basket, it's Mashman Rashi, if it's encased in a basket, you would pay Chatzin Ezek on the basket. So if you're already eating the bread, that's when you're going to chew the basket. But if it's surrounded by bread, it's Mashman Rashi, now that would be called a Shinui, and you would pay Chatzin Ezek on the basket. Not only would you pay Chatzin Ezek on the basket, you would pay Chatzin Ezek on the bread as well. But then came come to the Rosh. But the Rosh holds that if you do a strange act, you would still pay Nezek Shonim on the eating. So he would argue that. But anyway, the Rosh holds it's even normal to chew the basket as well. If the basket
gets the food.
Yes. If the basket is surrounding the food, the Rosh holds it's normal to chew the basket, and certainly therefore it's normal to chew the bread.
According to the Rosh, Nezek Shonim.
About the Shem process, anything which is okay, which is doing please, I know, would be Nezek Shonim.
The basket is considered a kli, or like it was a different. Okay, so it's.
But it's a type of kli that's okay.
Right. Or yeah. Well, it's only okay because there's bread in. Like if you had a ceramic canister of some sort, and it broke it to get to food inside, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think everyone can work out the practical.
Yeah, I'll just say.
Okay, yeah. So that's what comes out. Halachlamites in this case. Somebody's got bread which is wrapped up in something which is not normal for it to eat. According to Rashi, it's not normal to chew the outside. So you'd pay Chatzin Ezek not only on the outside, but also on the inside as well. According to the Rosh, if you would have such a case, you would pay Chatzin Ezek on the outside and Nezek Shalim for the bread. But the mice of the Rosh holds, it's also normal to chew the outside casing. Therefore, anyway, you pay Nezek Shalim on the whole thing. Okay, that brings us. So now that's the yisod that you have to remember throughout the suga. According to Rashi, if you ate through, the way you got to it was through an unusual action, it's Chatzin Ezek. According to the Rosh, the eating is always Nezek Shalim. If you eat normally. So now we go back to our Gemara, the Yud Testament base, the bottom of the ox. The last line on the page. The Gemara had the question that Rabbi Yehuda held it was normal to eat bread, and that's why he charged Nezek Shalim for eating the bread. And the question is that the Brisa seemed to say that eating bread you pay in Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara already gave two truths in Brit, and now on to the last terms. The last line on the Gemara. You see? We're talking about behema, and behemoths normally eat bread. So why? Huh? No, that we did already. It's in two. Yeah, we can do that one as well. One territory, why? Yeah, one, that's the second terrace. The second terrace is why in the Brisa it says you pay Chatzin Ezek, eating bread and cooked good food is because it's too much. Okay, you may say, are you talking to us?
Sorry. Well spotted, sorry. If this is not a proper guy into, then move on. I'm just struggling with Rashi's perspective on why you should pay Chatzin Ezek on the food. That's absolutely oicha, sure. I don't understand, even though the way to get there might be, you know, it might be Mishnah.
That even make your question a little bit sharper, Sweet. We spoke out on Thursday, a little bit sharper. If one animal would kill the sheep and another one would eat it, the second one would certainly be paying Nezek Shalim because he is eating it normally. So why should it be, if this animal did the killing and now coming to eat, why should it be Chatzin Ezek? Let's say even more. If this animal kills the sheep and then goes on a little break and comes back a day later and eats the meat, would certainly be Nezik Sholem on the meat, because it's a new act. So why should it be that Rashi's holding? Why should it be that Rashi's holding you pay Chatzin Nezik? That's your question, right? Which is Rashi's opinion.
And sorry, Rolf, sorry, there's a second question, which is, I understand if you ate the meat and then he damaged the basket. That's for sure not a normal case. But an animal, a wild animal and dog included, if there's yummy food in the packet, they're for sure going to dig at the packet to get it. So I don't know why Rashi even in that situation. I mean, the Gemara clarifies and says that it was after the case. But if it's before the case, I still don't understand.
That's a different Makuda. Okay, let's first point to your first one. The first point is that what's the next son of Rashi? Now, why should there be if he killed and then ate? Should not be an Ezek Shalom on the food. And you have to say it's looked at as one big act. Of course, if there was a break in the middle, you'd be right. But we looked at it as one big act. This is an act of shechita. It's one big act, an act of killing an animal and the ramifications of it. And since it wasn't normal to kill, the ramifications also shechita. Of course, it's a chiddush and the Rosh is chiddush on that. At least you can hear how Rashi is done. It's not considered one act. Obviously, if the animal took a break and then came back, it wouldn't be one long act. Regarding the other point, okay, if it's normal, it's normal. You know, Rashi's master, it's not normal to eat a basket to get to the bread. Your shoulder is normal, so not much I can add to that.
It's okay. Also a little mistake from the Gemara, like the Rosh, because it says that the ate the bread and then came back and ate the basket. If it wanted to be like Rashi, it should have said it ate the basket first.
Yeah, but you're right in that. But the other way was not much wrong. Not sure if either one is. Well, you want to say the story was it ate the bread and then broke the basket. That was a story, so I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, so let's start now the last line. Ibois Emet, the Ibois Emet, the sixth word into the line. Ibois Emet, the Olam, the Behema, the Biptura. Tunga Behema, the Tunga Biptura. Bread was on the table. Sha'ala Shul, Ochlo. Sha'ala Shulkon Ochlo. Shein Dark Yubika. How did you understand that last Rashi, Shura? How do you understand the last Rashi on the page?
Ochlu
means they ate it.
It's time people were from this to eat in the meal. That's not right. That's why would an animal not eat from the table? You know it better?
Okay. Anyone had another pshat that they understood? Ubiptua? I understood Sha'ar HaShulchan Ochloi that he stood on the shulchan when he ate it. That's how I understood it. Sha'ar HaShulchan Ochloi. He ate it on the table, standing on the table. There was food on the table. He climbed onto the table to eat it. Shein Dar Kibakar. Did anyone disagree with that shot? You want to know why you only pay Chatzin Nezek on the bread and the tafshel yet? Because he climbed on the table to eat it, and that's not normal.
Biptura.
Just say one word. Biptura. Biptura. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Or Biptura. Yes, and She'al is so hard. If he's standing on the table, then it's, if he ate it while on the table, then he must have gone up onto the table to get
there. No.
He didn't land there. He wasn't born there.
He was standing on the ground and putting his head over the table and eating. That's a student that has a long time. It's not clear, right?
It's not
one way or the other. I'm saying if Rashi wanted to be clear, he could say it according to the way you wanted to be said. Shira said it. Sha'ala and Ashulchan. What did Rashi three words? Same thing.
Sha'ala.
Sha'ala and Ashulchan.
I don't think it matters how Rashi has written. I think it kind of stunning. Sha'ala Shulchan. He ate it on the table. On the table, he ate it. Not that he ate the food that's on the table. He ate it on the table. Shein Dar Kibakar. Not she'ochal, she'oichel al ha'shulchan, al machal al ha'shulchan. That's how you learn it. No, machal is on the shulchan. It means he ate it on the table. Would be anything wrong with learning this in halacha? The animal climbed on the table and he ate it. What's wrong with learning that shot? Now, some Rishonim says, like Yossi said, he ate the food that's on the table. And that's not normal. Why can't we learn simple? He climbed on the table and ate it. What's wrong with that?
I don't know if it's in terms of grammar, if it's the behemoth, you know what we're saying? Should it shame Darka?
Shame Darka. And then if you learn it, stretching his head on there, it's also.
If it's behemoth we're talking about, right?
Uh-huh. So what's the other option?
Shame.
Shame Darka. Also, why is it shame Darka? Because it's shame Darka. That's a good aura, man. The aura, the chaya. However, you know, the two options we have on Biftura that I know of are either he climbed on the table to eat it, or that the food was on the table and they ate food that was on the table, which is not normal for it to do. So either one, you're right about the dikduk, Shane Dalkabaka, but maybe somebody changes the gilsa. Also, I see Rabbi Nechanan, I look at the last line, I don't know if you have the last line, Rabbi Nechanan. He says, Svi Shane Dalkoy. Lechel Boso talks in Loshon Zocho. Also, the beginning, a reshin dauke lechel. I don't know. Talking about a male type of animal. Okay. I hear you are. But, so I tell you like this. Was there anything wrong with learning that he's on the table? And what happened? You paid Chatzinezek for eating the bread and the meat. Why? Because it was on the table. It's not normal to be on the table when eating. What would you say? Very good, Elon. That'd be very good for Rashi to learn about. Because Rashi learns if it's an unusual act to get to the food, you pay Chatzinezek. But if it comes to the Rosh, wouldn't make any sense. Come to the Rosh. I found it was unusual to climb onto the table, but it was very usual to eat afterwards. Once you're on the table, eating normally. Therefore, definitely according to the Rosh, you couldn't learn Bepteria, meaning they were climbed on the table to eat. It has to be the actual eating. This Sam Rishon did learn like this. The actual eating on the table, it was food that was on the table and it was stretching its head out to eat that. But that's an unusual act. The animals don't eat food that's on the table by stretching its head out to eat it. Saying, according to Rosh, I'm happy to learn the Pasuk Pshat. They climbed on the table to eat. That's why I'm happy to learn. And that's why you pay Chatzinezek. Oh, Balcha, there was a goat. Top of the army. Oh, Balcha. They stretched out its head over the table to eat the bread, eat the food. And that animal's don't do.
So, therefore?
Therefore, it's definitely a shin. The eating itself was a shin.
There's only really one act.
Right. And it seems like some shinus and shinim. Some shinim around one way, some shinim around the other way. The muscle. On Rashi's chat, on Rashi, I saw the Rashba, I don't have the Rashba in it, but he asked, what's the difference in this case and the next case? The next case clearly he climbed onto the barrel. So, yeah, he understood that this case was also talking about he climbed on the table. So, I'm happy to learn that chat. Sha'alash shopanopli, yeah, it's on the table. It's very. But that only works if you learn like Rashi, that if you do an unusual act to eat the food, it's all chatzinezek. Even the eating. So if you learn the Rosh, you can't learn that shot. Because so what? It was unusual to climb onto the table. But the eating of the food was a dead normal act. So why do you only pay Chatzinezek on the food? Oh, Baruch, there was a goat. The Chosa lifter. It saw a turning. I put the dog on the top of the barrel. Sorik. He climbed up. Sorik. Ochlo, the lifter. It had the lift of the tabloy in Dono, and it broke the door, broke the barrel. So Chayv Rava lifto v'adono nezik shalim. So Rava was mechayv on both the lepers and the Dono nezik shalim. Now the Gemara, let's not even open them it. What was the Gemara's kasha now? My time. What was the Gemara's question? My time of what? What psak? Rav says,
why Nezek Shalem?
Rav was Machayim Nezek Shalem on the lefet, on the turnip, and on the barrel. So what was the question now that Gemara was asking? My turn. My turn.
Why is it Nezek Shalem on the barrel?
On the barrel. Why on the barrel is it Nezek Shalem?
Yeah.
On the turnip, shouldn't bother us. Right? On the turnip, we understood. Yeah, normally. Why? Why in the turnage of the Pasha of the Nezik Shalim? Because we thought, we didn't know it was normal to climb on the barrel, right? We didn't know it was normal to climb on the barrel. We thought, at the moment now, we're asking why you climbed to pay Nezik Shalim for the barrel. So why was it Pasha that you pay Nezik Shalim for the Lefes?
It's normal for a girl to climb up things to get to food.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, it's like climbing a hill, it's like or climbing up rocks, so it's climbing up a barrel, it's all climbing, it's the same thing. So
yes, in that we always knew. We always knew that it was normal to climb up the barrel to eat the turnip. We just didn't think that should therefore have ramifications for the barrel as well. Right, that's all you're suggesting, right?
Oh, no, but that's been two different things. So the eating is normal. It's a normal way for it to eat and everything else. On the barrel, can you say that it's regular?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you have shame on the
could be shame on regular. Either one's good, but one that I just want to crunch around and sand. We're saying that clearly tomorrow we understood why you paid as a shot for the lepers. We didn't understand why you paid as a shot in for the barrel. Right, so that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Kevin the Oak and the Mecha lived on that." I don't have a difficulty. Of course, you're paying as a child for the best. Okay, it's also normal for it to climb up and break the bow. It's just a mashman in the Gemara that the lepers was possibly paying as a child. And the barrel, the chiddush was that it's normal for it to climb up and break the bow. Right? Kiven the ochin the make all the ochin nami the suche or the messiah. Also normal for it to climb up. The way I understand it, simple readings, not you sure understand the way I understand it. Before the Gemara says this answer, we didn't know it was normal for it to climb up to eat the turnip. We thought it was unusual to climb up to eat the turnip. The answer of the Gemara was, since it's normal to eat the turnip, it's normal to climb up to get there. But before we knew that, it was mashmah. Before we knew that, it was mashmah that it might be normal to eat the turnip, but the turnip's up there. How's it going to get there? To climb up there, that might be a shinui. That's why the Gemara understood you should be chatzi nezek for that. The Gemara understood you should be chatzi nezek for the barrel. That's what the Gemara understood. Because it was unusual for the animal to climb up the barrel. The answer of the Gemara was, no, since it's normal to eat turnips, so they normally jump up to eat the turnip. But the Havamin was, sure, give me a second. The Havamin of the Gemara was, it's unusual act to climb up onto the barrel. My Yossi Masim, right? Unusual act. The Havamin of the Gemara was unusual. And yet, the Gemara was saying you should pay the Shalom for the turnip. But is that alarm bells for us?
Well, we just left the case about with the food on the table. And so why should there be a difference between going onto the table and going up on the barrel? And here we're talking about a specific animal.
Yeah.
Okay, whereas the other one just is behemoth.
Right.
So the behemoth also, the goat is also considered behemoth. So maybe it could have been for the behemoth, it could have been 100%.
Yeah, you're answering a question which we didn't raise it, but yeah, it's a good question, but it's not fine. Yeah.
But it's going back to what Yossi was saying.
No, I'm not going back. I'm holding that.
Okay.
I wanted to bring out a point. It says in the Gemara, on the lepers with posture that you climb Nezik Shalom. And on the barrel, we thought it was a chiddush to pay Nezik Shalom. Why should you pay Nezik Shalom? It's not normal for a deed to bake a barrel. Answer the Gemara was no. Since it's normal for it to eat the turnip, it's also normal for it to go up. Mashma. That before we knew the answer, we didn't know it was normal for it to go up. And yet, you would eat Nezik Shalim on the turnip. Who does that fit in with? Does that fit in with Rashi or the Rosh or both or neither?
The Rosh.
It fit very well with the Rosh. The Rosh says, you're right, it's unusual of it to climb up onto barrels. But the eating of the turnip is normal. Never you'd be Nezik Shalim. This probably means brilliantly according to the Rosh. So what if it's normal for it to eat turnips, but it's not normal to climb up to eat them? So why should you pay Nezik Shalim? The Shura was saying some Shabbat before that, We knew that it was normal to climb up. We knew the ideas. We knew it was normal to climb up. We didn't lechab that since it was normal to climb up, then that would have ramifications also for breaking of the bow. That we didn't understand. I mean, we knew it was normal to climb up, take the turn, but that's why if I'm missing, sorry. But is that really normal generally for A's to break a bow? The answer is yeah, but since it was normal to climb up, so then that's all included in normality in breaking the bow. Fine, okay, we have to say that there. But come to Rosh, Gemara reads much smoother. So we have Petura, which the Chayyim reads easier, according to Rashi. It's climbing onto the table to eat, and that's why you only pay Chatzinezek, because it's not normal to eat on the table. And we have a Baucha that climbed onto a barrel to eat a turnip, where there, according to Rashi, you pay Nezek Sholim on the turnip, despite the fact that the Hamim we thought it wasn't normal to climb up. And the Gemara is saying, no, it's also normal for it to climb up. Now, the Rishayim asking Rashi, and Shura answered this just before. Rishayim asking Rashi, what's Pshat? Why by the table is it considered unusual for it to climb up onto the table? And by the barrel, we're happy to say it's normal for it to climb onto a barrel. If you say it's his food, so therefore we'll climb up to get it. So what's the difference between a table and a barrel? They're both the same. The short answer to this
could not be about the same. Couldn't it be a...
I'm talking about a barrel. This is talking about a gdi. A gdi is normal to jump up. And that's how they answer it. A cat animal, a behemoth, we didn't say which one we're talking about, a cow, let's say, would not normally climb up a table to eat bread. A gdi, it's normal for it to climb up barrels. That was your oratory saying. Yes, three.
Yeah, I'm asking the same thing. All good.
Okay, fine. Let's move on then. Omar Ilfa. Ilfa said the following. Behema b'rishus rabim u'boshto tzavoro v'ochlo me'algabe chavot. There's a behema walking b'rishus rabim. We know Shen. So it stretched out its shoulder, its neck, and its friend, its fellow animal, was walking there, and on it were carrying some type of hay or something. The animal stretched its neck out and ate the hay that was on the back of its fellow animal. Chayeves, it's chayev, even though it's in Rishus Rabbim, it's chayev.
Why? Where's that other animal?
All finishes right.
Okay.
Both finishes right. My time, eh? Why is it chayiv? Yabbe chavelto, kechotze, hanizik, dolly. Chidush. What's on the back of an animal is like chotze hanizik. It's like chotze hanizik. Therefore, you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara of Chafa Madarv and Boba Khan. Why is it just an idiot, right?
They're just pulling a wagon, anything. The content of the wagon is also considered.
That is the Chiddush of Ilfa, and that is one wants to be right for it. They're trying to find right. It's definitely a Chiddush, right? Why? Because it's a walking Rishon Rabbim, definitely that, like they lost. The Rif taught us at the beginning of the Sefer, which we looked at the Rosh, we saw it. And the reason why you're potter in Shetzer Rabim is because it's okay, it's normal for me to walk in Shetzer Rabim. So you would have thought, who cares where the hay is in Shetzer Rabim? It should always be potter. But Ilfa taught us otherwise. Ilfa says, no, if it's on the back of an animal, that is its own domain. And now if somebody eats from it, you're going to be chayim nezek shalim. We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to bring in some rice, trying to find rice. The moment now, it was Ilfa's chiddush. And Yossi being there, he said, bring me a Torah sauce. Fair enough. Let's see. That's how the Gemara is going to.
It's like on the back and exposed?
Yeah. Even if it was carrying a load. It wasn't carrying a load. It was chasing them.
No. You're right. They put them around. It's available.
Right. So why if I finish the rabbi, it should be potter. No. We know certain halachas that you have to be Shabbos. Let's say if you have something which is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, it's called its own rishus. The Raya of Hilpul, let's see, the Gemara gets into Mraz. Let's see. Leme Messiah, let's try and find support for the Chiddush of Ulfa. Hoysa Kuposoi Mushele Sacharil. There was a kupa. A kupa is a box of straw, was hanging behind it. And an animal stretched its neck and ate from this box. It's exactly the same story. In Ushasarabim, the animal ate. So Ilfil is a memoria, but this is a brace. The brace said, Oiso, it's a box, a carton of hay. Kupa, yeah? Kupa is a kufsa. Roshenis is hanging behind him. The person was carrying a load of hay on his back. There's a box behind him. And an animal was chewing from it. So it says they are chayebis. Why should he be chayeb? Elamai, since it's kupah, it's its own mokum, its own domain, yachayim, nezik shalim on that. So we got rid of Ilfa, the digamon, kid omarot, Rava elsewhere told us, on a similar case, he told us, you know what, they're talking about the kifetis. This animal that ate from this box, Rava wasn't speaking about this animal in the box, but we'll borrow Rava's from it. You know what was happened? This animal jumped up and ate from that straw. It jumped up to eat the straw. Kifetes, the box was there, hanging in the air, behind, holding on the back. The guy's holding 2 meters high. This animal was walking by, jumped, grabbed on some straw, and ate it. And there, Yochayev. Now we understand why you're chayav nishus yirav. Why are you chayav nishus yirav? Let's just read the Gemara first. Kedama Rava b'kifetzes. Like Rava said elsewhere that we're talking about kifetzes. Hachanami. So too in this case, we can say we're talking about kifetzes. No, we haven't seen where Rava said it. That we'll see in a minute. But that's the answer. What Rava's answer for a similar type of question. We're talking about animal jumping in a shitrab and then eat.
Well, does this mean it's something different? Is this mashuna?
Does that mean it's mashuna?
There's Rashi, Bekefetz's top line, Bekefetz says, Shekovsov Okra al Tavor,
it jumped and it ate the stuff on its back. Shein Dauka Bekam, that's not normal. It's all not Kenu. When we said chayev, we meant chatzi nezek. We meant the only chayev chatzi nezek. So Infa said, the heaven should surround him, post on Savon of Ochlo. Now God, we have also chayev. You want to know why you're chayev? We're talking about, in the Bryce. The Bryce said, so no, not Infa. So the Bryce said, how is it possible to share this after you? You know why chayeves? Because we're talking about when it was jumping. It was jumping. That's why chayeves. Chayeves means chatzi nezek.
So well, why is it not chain? Huh? Why is it not chain? Why is it told to the kirin? Why is it not chain?
Oh, very good. Why is it not chain? Eating is a normal eating. Jumping, it jumped to get it. Why should that be? Why should that be chatzi nezek? Why is that not chain? So according to Rashi, it's possible why it's only chatzi nezek. Because even if it's eating, normal eating, if the only way you got there was by jumping, you pay chatzi nezek. But according to the Rosh, when the Rosh told us that we split it all up, and the way you get it, we deal as one thing, and the eating, we deal as separately. So why is it chatzi nezek? Very good, Reb Dovid answered. Even according to the Rosh, if it's all one act, if the eating was part of the jumping, then avad it's chatzi nezek. Here, the only way he gets the food, it jumps and grabs all the meat. That's chatzi nezek. That's all one. The Rosh was saying, if it killed, then it. That's two acts. But here, it's all one act, and therefore, it's chatzi nezek. Right? So we don't know anymore a makoy, and we don't know if it's true even. If an animal eats normally on the back of its friend, its fellow, if that's called Rishnasirabim or Shosayochid, we don't have any makoy because we're talking about kufetzim. Talking about kufetzim. Hey, it medarava. Hey, it medarava. When the drava say what he said? Aho. Tomer Bishayim. Bishayim said, Behemah Rishnasirabim. If it was going, walking and eating, it's potter. So why is it potter if it's walking and eating in Mishnah Surabim? It stood still. Then it ate chayeves. Now it's chayev. What's that be? Why is not? What's pshat? What should be the difference? Answer is holka, ukeu. Holka, it's normal for it to go. On the nami ukeu, on the dosa. Maisna holka, let's read again. Maisna holka, the ukeu. What's the difference between holka? It's potter because it's okay. On the nami ukeu, what's the standing still is also okay. On my rabba, beke fetes. This is where Rabba told us to say the kifetes. And you know what happened? The animal stood still, jumped up, and grabbed all the food. That is a shin. Right? This is where this part of the sugi ended. So we don't know. We don't know what the halacha would be if the animal leans over, eats on the back of another animal. What would be the din? Would you be chayav nezek shalom or not? In the Gemara here, the Gemara didn't come to Maskana. What did the Gemara say? Kufetzes. That if it was kufetzes, then you're chayav chatzi nezek. If it was walking normally, what would be? Doesn't say. Let's have a quick look at the Rish. Does Rish answer this question?
Rule, why does Rosh Hashanah bring up the kirin now? What about when the, you know, jumped on the barrel or jumped on the table?
Gemara said there was normal for it to do it. The Gemara said it was normal for it to climb up onto the barrel. That's why you pay Nezik Shalim for that.
And then in Rashi, like jumping on the table, there's Chatzi Nezik. So why doesn't he bring up Kirin there?
What does he say? Ain't darker because Rashi said. I mean, why didn't Rashi say it's told to the Kirin?
Why then Dakti brings up now?
Told to the Kirin. To go the R. Yeah, it's the R. I hear him. Shomer. I don't have an answer. No. Let's have a look at the Rif. How did the Rif pass him the guy with this story? Ultimately, we had a sugya. We might know. The back of the Rif, right? That's right. I'll share the screen. Let me find the screen. No, the rifts at the back of the Gemara, the very back of the Gemara.
On my own.
Yeah. You find on my own, you find it's. I'll come around and show up. See if anyone can find on my own. Anyone finds on my own gets a prize. What's the prize? Extra schnitzel tonight at Yossi's Kassel. Okay, I'm happy now to share the screen with you. Sure. The bottom of the It's a lot, the bottom of the screen. You got it? Oh, my infant. The aim of the Shutzarabim, or Poshut Savon, It stretched out its neck and ate up from the back of its friend, Chayeves. It's Chayev. My timer, why? Al Gabi Chavelto, Kechotzer HaNizik Dori. On the back of its friend is like Kechotzer HaNizik Dori. Isn't that good? So as you paskin, as you paskin, the paskin goes, then we should stay up there. Plenty. Five minutes show me. Okay, but you see that if I had such a tzad, right? And the Rif brings it down. The Rif paskins like that. And then the Rif says,
he calls this.
Yeah, why the Rif brings down? Why the Rif brings down this little text is halacha, as far as the Rif is concerned. The reason why the Rif, well, that's what the Rif did. He took the whole of Shas and took the halachic part and put it in. For instance, if you look, if you try to find him sochim, the Rif on, let's say, Pei or Vav or Zayin, you won't find it. Why? Because that's all Kodshim, and the Rif, Kodshim is for when Mashiach comes. The Rif is talking about, he took the sugars of Brakka Alama and put it in. So whatever he's written here, and that's how the Rosh will bring him down, is the Alok and the Mice. So the Rif passes, and it's good Kodshim, and it's a dog. What's the next word to the Rif? Then it's only if it jumps. I'm a long dog. No. If it stood still, not. If it stood still, then not. The Haida Oche. Because if it stood still, it's normal. And if it's normal, your bottle in a shisser outing. The Yitzma Omer is Shai, Behemim Shisser Abim Holcha, the Ochra Ptur, on the Ochra Chayavis. We said, what's the difference? When we're in a Maishno, Maishno Holcha, the Ochru, on the Nami Ochru, Vamar Abba, the Chif Etzis. So, the Rif has done something to us. He's taken Ilfa, and he writes his God Dino Vishus and Nizik, Kechot and Nizik Domi, and then he talks about Kefetes. The brain is about Alma. Kefetes is a sparring Karen. And Kechot and Nizik Domi is a sparring Regel. So he starts off with Regel and moves on to Karen. You should know it's Chayv. You know why it's Chayv? Because it's like Shen and Vishus and Nizik. Oh, the Kefetes. If you don't make Kefetzes and you only have Chatzinezek, then there's no difference if it's in Rishus and Nizik or Rishus Rabim. Kefetzes is Chayv in Rishus Rabim. Like he carries on, he says, what happens if the animal is ongoing Rishus Rabim? Then you pay Chatzinezek. Omdo wants me, but Omdo. Omdo, the Kofzai in Rishus Rabim, you pay Chatzinezek. So what's going on? They got me the din on the back. He says, Shnur is like a Chatzin Nizik, which sounds like a Svarin Shem, but only for jumps. The jumps and convenience will throw up them as well. That's the Koshi on this Rif. How do we pass him in Ilfa? I don't know. Rif's passing like Ilfa. And then it has to be Kifet. That's the Kasha that the Balamori, all the Mephoshim here ask him. So if you look at the Rosh, he answers this Kasha. Now you know where to find the Rosh. Man. Everyone knows where the Rosh is. So the Rosh, I'm not even going to share screen because I'm going to do something with you. The Rosh is Simon Dalet. And I'd like you to try on your own to work out the Rosh. It speaks out, speaks in quite barikas to explain. I want you to try on your own to work out the Rosh. We've had Ilfa. Ilfa says, God didn't put a Nizik Domi. And the Rif brings that down and adds Kefetzes. So why is the Rif? Say both of them. Rosh speaks out. Mitzvah, we'll join up again after we've done this. But I want you to try to learn Rosh. Rosh is an easier issue. It's not one of the harder ones, difficult words. And then once you've done the Rosh, We're going to try and solve the new sugya of Mizgalgu. It's from Boy Zeya until Ochlok Sus, about 7 lines. We have Rashi, we'll have a thesis to see as well. And we're going to try and get Shem for Tuesday. It's done with Rosh, the Gemara till the two dots, and at least Rashi. If you have time for thesis, Matif. That's a Rosh, or Rashi, till the two dots. Okay? That's the Shem. Also, we wish it should be a model of this shop, so that we can so Rav Nach is from them, Almeres and Shana, Binyam Bais. Adi Ad, very, very excited to go off the show. Should be well, everyone.
Mazel tov.
Please wish me Mazel tov.